The raiders approached Macon in two submarines, Nautilus and Argonaut. When they surfaced, the men set out for shore in rubber boats in heavy rains and a tumultuous sea. Most of the outboard motors on the boats failed, but the men nevertheless made it ashore. Shortly after the landing, the raiders engaged the Japanese garrison in a fierce firefight that included two bonsai attacks. Raider casualties began to mount, but the Americans' attack was more successful than they realized. They had unknowingly killed most of the Japanese on the island. The Japanese attempted to reinforce Macon by air and sea. Seaplanes carrying reinforcements were destroyed by ground fire, and the submarines managed to sink the boats using indirect fire from their deck guns. But the Japanese retained control of the air. Several enemy planes strafed the raiders. American plans did not call for holding the island, however. The raiders were scheduled to assault Little Macon Island the next day. Carlson and his officers, including the battalion executive officer, Major James Roosevelt, the president's son, agreed to withdraw from the island rather than continue to engage the Japanese. Withdrawing from Macon was more difficult than invading, however. Outboard motors once again failed to start, and heavy surf capsized many of the boats, keeping many of the raiders on shore. A few boats made it to the waiting submarines, but Carlson and about 120 men were stranded, most weaponless and weakened from their battle with the sea. The situation worsened over the next few hours. A Japanese patrol struck the Marines, wounding a sentry. Without working radios to contact the submarines, or even knowing whether the subs had survived the air attacks or if his men had reached them, and believing he was facing a reinforced Japanese force, Carlson called a council of war and decided to surrender. Before dawn, the battalion operations officer and another man delivered to a Japanese soldier a note discussing the surrender of the remaining raiders. But the Japanese commanders didn't get a chance to accept the surrender. The soldier was killed before he could deliver the note to his superiors. Japanese troops found it a few days later, and Tokyo Rose announced the note on Japanese radio. During the war, Japanese Radio Tokyo beamed an English-language propaganda show throughout the Pacific, designed to hurt morale among Allied servicemen. The broadcasts featured the voices of about 20 women, who collectively became known as Tokyo Rose.